Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Johnny B. Show, who are you?
So, Will Koontz. Is there a website where I can go get a Will Koontz wife beater shirt?
We don't say wife beater anymore.
Yeah. Not currently, no. I mean, my website's hmbradio.com. I don't have a store up yet, but I expect it to be up maybe even by tomorrow, hopefully.
JB, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How come you haven't ordered a Johnny B. Show shirt yet, bitch?
Yeah, what's up with that?
I didn't even know. I just saw all your stuff going up, and I'm kind of disappointed.
What?
My Joker picture's not up on the website. What the hell, man? You're embarrassing me.
You got to get a Johnny B. Show
hoodie. I am the likeness of JB Show.
If you buy one and put your Jacob or your Joker mask on and all your makeup and stuff, I will make sure that it's the banner for the Johnny B. Show Facebook page. How about that?
Uh-huh. Yeah, how about that?
You would do that?
I would.
Yeah, baby.
Of course, your last name will be printed all over the top of it.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we're selling Cloudman shirts on my website starting tomorrow.
You're such a dick. It's not like it matters.
It's gonna have a cloud in the background, an actual cloud. It's gonna be a man made of clouds.
A cloud with Joker makeup on it.
Yeah, bitch. Woo!
Hey, well, yeah. You said you'd trade a shirt for a shirt. Well, I still got my Marine Rob shirts, but I don't think anything. I'd have to like sew like five of them together for it to fit your big old butt.
Burned them.
Yeah, that would be five piece of crap shirts all sewn together. What a travesty. Oof. Yeah, not good.
You're such a douche.
I would love a Marine Rob shirt, Rob.
I would too. I'll wear it.
Yeah.
I'll send you one. It won't fit you. They're all mediums because guess what? I'm skinny and you're not.
You're not skinny, bitch. Medium? Who's wearing a medium?
Me?
No, you're not.
You got a big old Kentucky gentleman gut on you. I've seen photographs.
Yeah. Okay. Dude, I only weigh 160 pounds.
Yeah, and half of that's Kentucky gentleman.
160.
I weighed 145 pounds coming out of boot camp. I won 160 pounds during my spread of the core.
How tall are you?
5'8".
Ooh, you're a tiny little man.
Man, geez, how'd you even hold your machine gun?
I'm a tiny little can of whoop ass though.
Yeah,
but
that's neat.
Will, I want you to get some shirts, man. I think you're deserving, and I think you guys are both deserving of endorsements.
Thank you.
Yeah,
yes.
I agree. Like,
yeah.
Hey, Rob. The one you were on the force, did they give you like a police smart car with your little ass or what?
No. You gotta go through FTO training and all that. You don't get it all right off the bat. You just get your uniforms, your badge, your service piece of garbage, Glock. Yeah.
How'd you get a DUI?
You want to go through this again?
Dude.
I'm just messing with
Johnny. He brought it up on Ask the
Dumb. I didn't get caught. I got told on by an ex-girlfriend. The deputies were waiting for me.
He hates talking about it so much that he brought it up on Ask the Dumb tonight.
No way.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but it's something. You said something. You told me that it's something that you're deeply ashamed of, but you bring it up a lot.
I didn't say I was deep. Mm-hmm. I never said deeply ashamed. I said it's not something that I'm proud of.
Well, okay. Now we're talking semantics, but
there's a big difference. I'm not deeply ashamed. I just shame on you for saying that.
Okay.
No, I mean, I did what I did.
All right. Well, you're not proud
deep,
of it.
Deep
then.
Shame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? At the same time, it's like everybody always asks me, and I said, "Hey." You know, especially when I get a new helper. I hate cops. Well, I used to be one.
For one day.
You know, I support law enforcement. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, true that.
Yeah, I do too. But I think everybody does when somebody's breaking in their house. So it's easy to just jump on the social media bandwagon and say, "Oh, you cops suck." Okay, you all right? Until you need one.
Well, by the way, just for the record, those two troopers that were on there, they were badass on Dom. They were really yeah. badass, and I know he's listening. Me and Dom went to high school together, those people, they see the worst, or the troopers see the worst, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it is what it is.
Yeah,
I don't want to talk about it.
But I got you, man. I'm not going to keep bringing up your mistakes. I mean, I think that's rude to do. We all make mistakes. I mean, we took this phone call. You know,
what's worse is bringing up my last name continuously because you can get me killed.
What is it?
I cannot get you killed. Nobody wants to kill you.
You would.
Are you in trouble? Black ops? The cartel?
My senior drill instructor would beg to differ.
What?
Why?
Can't talk about that.
Your last name's on your Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah, if the secret agents can't find you on Facebook, I don't know what they're doing.
And Rob, you've given it out on air before, so don't act like we're the first ones to mention it. You gave it to me when I was trying to find your Facebook page.
It's the cartels.
James Bond, nobody is after you. You're fine.
You're delusional.
You'd be dead already. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
The cartel. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. How did the cartel? Rob. Why do the cartels want to get you? You don't have to name any names. Why do they want to get you?
Why would the cartels want to get me?
Yes.
Back in the 90s, we had NARCOM that was a joint task force.
You think they're worried about stuff from 25 years ago? All those guys are dead.
Nope.
There's new cartels now. I think you're okay. I wouldn't worry about it. If you're that worried about it, why are you calling into radio shows and giving your Facebook page out over the air? Because you gave it to me out over the air.
I still sport the AK-47, and I just go bop 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 bop, and it's.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure that one AK-47 is going to take the cartel out. I have seen Narcos, and I'm putting my money on them.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody thinks like the Mexican and the Colombian cartels is a bunch of guys sitting around some burrs like, "Yo, man. ASA.
No, they don't.
They're already going to shoot them. No,
no, they don't.
They're better trained than we are.
I think everybody kind of is in tune that they're bad people you don't want to mess with.
Yeah, and I just don't.
Yeah,
I don't.
I'm never gonna disrespect people that can, do really heinous stuff to you. I leave people alone. I make my jokes about people that don't kill me.
Yeah, that's the idea.
I like to peek on weaker targets like the Cloudmans.
You're such a dick.
God, I love it when he says that. It makes me happy.
All right, Rob, we got to go. All right.
Sorry, Cloudy. Love you, bud.
He has delusions of grandeur like I've never seen anyone have before. It's shocking.
My God. And there is a term for it. There's a mental illness where you think that you're important enough that the cartel wants to kill you.
Delusions
and I can't
of
think
grandeur.
Of what it's called.
Delusions of grandeur.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, but it's like a one word actual some sort of a
narcissism.
It's right on the tip of my Well, that's one thing, yeah. But it's something else too. Damn it. Where you think that people are after you because, like, for some reason you have this
paranoia
this thing that makes that's yeah, it's all that too. I'll think of it probably way after we're off air, and I'll just like text you like, it's this word, and you'll be like, you're a jago.
There's a disorder called paranoid delusions of grandeur.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Yeah,
maybe.
I watch a lot of documentaries, but yeah, I mean. Well, good for him, man. You know, like, maybe they saw that he's a tiny little bastard, and they were like, oh, man, we can't whip him. He wears a medium.
Yeah.
Guy weighs 160.
Call him Medium Robbie.
Guy has, He has to carry his Glock with both hands because he can't carry it. He's so little. He's adorable. He's a mini guy.
Baby man.
We should call him Mini Rob instead of Marine Rob.
All right, I'm in. Let's do it. Hey. Nice name, Mini Rob. You're no longer Marine Rob. You're mascot, Mini Mascot Rob. How you like that, bucko?
I love it. I'm going to get a midget to dress up as Rob, and it's going to be his little twin, little mini Rob.
We're going to get him little bottles of Kentucky Gentleman, those like really tiny ones.
Oh,
you
the
know?
$2 ones they sell at the register.
Yeah.
The little airplane bottles.
That'd be great.
Ha-ha, mini Rob, you jerk off.
Uh-huh.
Just drinking little bitty glasses of ice at Duke's. He's ordering off the kids menu. Oh, it's adorable. Oh, just more chicken strips and a bucket of ice, please, for Mini Rob. Oh, my God. The cowboy hat he's wearing is actually from a Woody doll from Toy Story. It's so cute.
It's got a strap on it, yeah.
chin
strap.
For his pony ride.
Oh, dickhead.
Oh, God. I'm going to pee-pee. Do we still have people on hold?
We do, but we really got to go to break. We're way over.
All right, guys, whoever's on hold, please, we will come to you right when we come back. It's Wednesday, which it means it's like super-duper short and freestyle show. Don't go anywhere. We have news when we come back. Also, this is the Johnny B. Show.
It's the Johnny B. Show on 102.5 The Bone.